KEY today.
Good morning, greetings America, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am a nutritional pharmacist and your host. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and to addressing any health challenges you may have, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and a whole host of skin diseases, including psoriasis and acne. Recoveries from fibromyalgia and migraine headaches, among other issues that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure. Because, friends, the human body is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual for the human body, the way the body works. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand part of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire to make some money selling longevity products. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel or Debbie and Vicky at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And when you get on my website, brightsideben.com, don't forget to check out the videos on the bottom. It's a lecture that I did in Santa Cruz, California last year on what I call the 8 chapters of good nutrition. There's lots of good information there. All right. I want to welcome my co-host, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I thought maybe today we could get into this vitamin D thing on this screening in pregnancy.
I would love to talk about that, and I especially want to talk also, which we didn't get to yesterday, that heartburn article that you sent me. And if you'd get a minute, Douglas, before we get to the next segment, would you send that out to me again? Because I can't seem to find it, if you can find it, that is. Yesterday we talked about three main points, the three main premises of being healthy on The Bright Side. Number one, all biochemical breakdown is correctable. Premise number one, all biochemical breakdown is correctable. I don't like the word cure. I like to say correctable because that implies that we're simply making wrong choices, not that we're doomed. We're simply making wrong lifestyle choices, and all biochemical breakdown that's based on lifestyle choices is correctable, 100% correctable without drugs, by simply making better choices. Premise number two on The Bright Side, don't focus on symptoms. Focus on systems, the three systems in the body that are behind all symptomology, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the blood sugar insulin system, really, and the adrenal stress system. Just to give you a simple example of what I mean, got a letter from Ed who says he heard me on KSCO talking about getting off of meds for high blood pressure. And whenever I do an interview on the radio, I let people know that high blood pressure is one of the simplest things that you can treat, one of the simplest things that you can treat without drugs. In fact, drugs, prescription drugs, antihypertensives are notoriously unsuccessful as far as saving lives go. Certainly they lower blood pressure, but as far as saving lives go, they are notoriously unsuccessful. Ed says, please let me know what I can do, as I don't like taking meds. I've been taking herbs and alternative medicine for many years. He's a vegan. So he says, no fish oil or dairy. Well, certainly I'm not going to recommend dairy. Fish oil may be helpful. Omega-3 fats, Fish oil contains omega-3 fats, but you don't need fish oil to get the benefits from omega-3 fats. Seed oils like flaxseed oil or chia seeds or hemp seeds or hemp seed oil are also good sources of omega-3 fats, Ed, for blood pressure. And omega-3 fats are a great way, taking omega-3 fats, are a great way to help lower your blood pressure. High blood pressure may be a precursor to heart disease, which is, of course, the leading cause of death in this country. Dr. Richard Moore, in his book, The High Blood Pressure Solution, estimates that 30% of Americans are hypertensive, have high blood pressure. By age 70, estimates are that 70% of Americans are hypertensive. The World Health Organization estimates that 1 billion people around the world have high blood pressure. If you go to the doctor, more than likely you're going to get a prescription drug. Of the nearly 3 billion prescriptions that are written every year, almost 200 million of them are written for blood pressure drugs. Just one drug alone, lisinopril, which you may have heard of as Zestril or Prinivil, just that one drug alone accounted for 88 million prescriptions in 2010. The only drugs with more prescriptions, the only class of drugs with more prescription, are antidepressants. If you go in with high blood pressure, if you go to the doctor with high blood pressure, you may even get two or three drugs to lower your blood pressure. Now, leaving aside the fact that high blood pressure drugs don't really work, that's right, high blood pressure drugs really don't work to decrease mortality, to decrease morbidity. Once you start taking prescription drugs, once you start taking high levels of prescription drugs, you're playing with fire in terms of side effects. The fact of the matter is, one of the most important reasons why people have high blood pressure is because the body stops listening to insulin. We call it insulin resistance, and it's a byproduct of long-term chronic elevated insulin. Essentially, insulin becomes weaker from chronically high levels that are being manufactured in response to bad dietary choices. Now, the worst offenders when it comes to foods that increase the insulin response are flours and fruits and refined carbohydrates. I got a letter from Joe, who happens to be one of my brightest listeners. We've communicated back and forth by phone and by email. Joe says that 100 years ago, people ate lots of starches and sugars, and even though I advise against them, people were relatively healthy 100 years ago. There were low obesity rates, low rates of cancer, and Joe says that there is credible anecdotal evidence, to use his terms, that meat-free and high vegetable diets are very healing for degenerative diseases. And Joe is right. When I talk about staying away from sugars, folks, when I talk about staying away from refined sugars, I'm talking about your high glycemic, fast-burning sugars, not vegetables. Vegetables should be the main source of our calories and carbohydrates. The problem, Joe, is not carbohydrates or so-called sugars. The problem is the fast-burning, refined carbohydrates and sugars, which previous generations most certainly did not eat a lot of. Food refining, and especially carbohydrate refining, really didn't start in a big way until the mid-19th century, and it took until the 20th century for it to really get going. So, Joe, and for our other listeners, it's not all carbos and sugars that are the problem, just the fast burning ones, the refined ones. As a matter of fact, the bulk of our calories should be coming from carbohydrates, but as vegetables. And a good place to be is about 1 pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, we're talking about 3 pounds of vegetables a day. May seem like a lot, but really that's only one big salad or maybe two medium-sized salads a day. Unlike refined carbohydrates, eating vegetables, even though they may be rich carbohydrate sources, eating vegetables can actually lower blood insulin through several mechanisms. Vitamins, minerals, fiber, phytonutrients, all which you'll find in high concentrations in veggies, have insulin-lowering and blood sugar-stabling properties. So to be clear, the best way to reduce the amount of insulin floating around in your blood, which of course is the best way to lower your blood pressure, is to reduce your intake of refined sugars. However, if your insulin levels are chronically elevated and chronically weakened, if you're becoming insulin resistant, that could be easier said than done. Because when your insulin becomes weaker and your body has to pump out high amounts of it, you're going to suffer from frequent bouts of low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. And low blood sugar means sugar cravings. If you're low in protein, it's going to make matters worse. So eating low-glycemic, slow-burning foods can be helpful for sugar cravings because they require less insulin, and eating more protein is your key. All meals should begin with protein, especially protein powders, if you're concerned about insulin resistance. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to get on board today. We'll be back right after this break.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side, your nutritional supplement program. I call this program The Bright Side because it's about the good news that says that no matter what your health challenge is, there are nutritional and natural solutions. There are non-drug and non-medical intervention solutions that you can use to stay healthy, to return yourself to health and wellness, the health and wellness that is your birthright, that is all of our birthrights, because the human body turns on a dime, folks. The healing process kicks in as soon as we start to make better choices. The healing process kicks in as soon as we start to eliminate the toxicity that we voluntarily, many times, put into our body. Our number is 866-582-9933. We encourage your phone calls on the bright side. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy, Nasima and Rachel, or Vicki and Debbie at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Okay, we got lots of stuff to talk about today. Let's talk about this heartburn article, Douglas, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Let's go over some of these highlights, and then we'll talk about some nutritional strategies.
Yeah, they're talking about, this GERD, or as you say, gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's a Fox News story, and they say it occurs when the acid contents of the stomach pass up through the esophagus and the sphincter muscle, the barrier between the two, and it can no longer block stomach acid. They say, who's at risk? It affects millions of people. They say there is no rhyme or reason except for obese people as to why people get this. They go on to say there's no demographics. They say, how is it diagnosed? You attach a capsule to your esophagus using an endoscopy, and then they run a tube down your throat, and they use a wireless pH data beeper, and that sends the information back to the doctor. They say it takes about 48 hours, and then they say that, how is it treated? Lifestyle changes, adjusting dietary habits, and losing weight if you're obese, or taking proton pump inhibitors, or those acid-reducing medicines like the purple pill Nexium, right, or Prilosec, Protonix, right, or surgery as a last resort, they say. And they say acid reflux may cause other medical conditions. And they say it's not like it's going to not kill you, because you could get esophageal stricture, which is a narrowing of the esophagus, leads to difficulty swallowing, and, of course, esophageal cancer. And I found it interesting that they act like it's just sort of like the luck of the draw. You just walking down the street, and, oh, I got it.
Right. There's no rhyme or reason for it. Folks, listen, there's no such thing as no rhyme or reason in the body. Just because physicians in the medical world don't understand how something works, that doesn't mean there's no rhyme or reason. As my listener Constantine said, nothing just happens in the body. Symptomology is your body talking to you, whatever that symptomology is. If it's a rash, it's your body talking to you. If it's high blood pressure, it's your body talking to you. If it's heartburn, your body's talking to you, and chances are it has something to do with what you're eating. In fact, all digestive problems should be backed up into what we're eating. And doing a food diary is the first thing you want to do if you have heartburn. Every time you belch, every time you burp up that acid, write down in a little book what you ate an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours before, and you'll start to notice a trend. Now, Doug, isn't it interesting how these days, whenever they talk about GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or heartburn, they never talk about too much acid? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no, and in this, they're checking the pH of your stomach acid, which
is... But it's not a quantity.
It's not a quantity.
Right? It used to be they said, well, you're making too much acid. Today we understand that it's not making too much acid. Heartburn is caused by a leaky or a loose sphincter. The connection between the esophagus and the stomach is controlled by a little tiny muscle. It's supposed to stay tight and closed when the stomach is rolling around and digesting food. Unfortunately, there are several strategies, poor health strategies, lifestyle strategies that we do that loosens that sphincter. I'll tell you, one of the most common reasons why that sphincter gets loose is because of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol basically shuts down your digestive system, and it's quite logical if you understand what cortisol is. Cortisol is that hormone that's, from an evolutionary biology perspective, is supposed to give you energy to run from a tiger. It's supposed to give you fight or flight energy. Now, when you're running from a tiger, your digestive system is unnecessary. So what happens when cortisol levels go up is the digestive system shuts down. When the digestive system shuts down, not only do you not digest your food, but that sphincter becomes weak and loose. So the first thing you want to consider if you have GERD, if you have heartburn, is, are you running elevated cortisol? And we haven't talked that much about elevated cortisol, but For those of you who have been listening to the program, you know that elevated cortisol, stress hormone, excess adrenal gland activity, your adrenal glands are your stress glands, excess adrenal gland activity and elevated cortisol are part of that triangle of disease. Partially, at least, because when you're stressed out, your digestive system becomes weakened, that little sphincter becomes weakened, and that's one of the main reasons why people have heartburn. So if you are one of those folks with chronic heartburn, first and foremost, start to work with your cortisol and your adrenal glands. Vitamin B5 is a great adrenal nutrient. Zinc is a great adrenal nutrient. Vitamin C is a great adrenal nutrient. And before you take a drug that suppresses acid production, like the so-called proton pump inhibitors, drugs like Nexium and the little blue pill, if I guess that's what they used to call it on the commercials, before you consider taking a chemical antacid drug or even an over-the-counter antacid drug like Tums or Rolaids, and keep in mind, these over-the-counter antacid drugs are the best-selling over-the-counter drugs in the country. So many people are taking Tums and Rolaids like they're candy. Before you consider taking an over-the-counter drug that is suppressing acid production, before you consider taking a prescription drug that suppresses acid production, I want you all to recognize that acid is very important for the digestive system. It's important for activation of enzymes, which help you digest protein. So if you suppress acid production, now you're going to be at risk for malabsorption of proteins. You're going to be at risk for food allergies from malabsorption of proteins. You're going to be at risk for nutritional deficiencies from malabsorption of proteins. If you take a drug that suppresses or ties up acid production, you are also at risk for malabsorption, for not absorbing the B complex, which requires stomach acid. If you're not absorbing the B complex, almost every system in the body, including the blood pressure system, can become messed up because lots of different systems depend on the B complex of vitamins. Stomach acid is your friend, people. There's a really cool book called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. Anybody suffering from indigestion, acid reflux, GERD should get this book. It's written by Dr. Jonathan Wright. He's got lots of great nutritional tips for taking care of gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, without prescription drugs, something called DGL. Glycerinated licorice can be helpful for acid reflux. Vitamin C can be helpful for acid reflux. Stomach bitters, ironically, can be helpful for acid reflux because stomach bitters help increase acid production. And that's one of the most surprising things about folks who suffer from heartburn. Sometimes when they actually increase acid production, heartburn symptoms are relieved. Not only taking stomach bitters, which stimulate acid production, but also literally taking in stomach acid can actually help folks who suffer from heartburn. That's right, taking stomach acid supplements can be helpful for heartburn, and stomach acid supplements can be filled with a prescription. You can get a prescription for them from the pharmacy, HCL drops, or you can also get BETAINE, betaine hydrochloride, as an acid supplement that can help with GERD. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. Got a couple folks on hold. We'll get to you when we come back from break. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming up.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoes.com. www.hardshoes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're here 5 days a week on the bright side, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. And if you want to talk to us today, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let's see what Erica in Oklahoma has to say. What's up, Erica?
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay. Well, I wanted to find out about how you might be able to get rid of nicotine cravings, because I'd really like my husband to quit his tobacco, chewing tobacco.
Hit him over the head. Knock him out. And he won't.
No,
that won't work. All right, well, try this then. Actually, there's some really cool nutritional strategies for quitting smoking. First of all, if you are smoking, then you want to make sure you're upping your levels of vitamin C, and I'd be supplementing with NAC and acetylcysteine as well. Both vitamin C and NAC, and also vitamin E for that matter, have been shown to protect the lungs of smokers. And cigarette smoke is bad stuff, as it is, just tobacco smoke. But all the other stuff that they add to the glue that sticks the paper, and they put chemicals in there to keep the burning slow, to slow the burning down, all of that stuff is toxic as well. So quitting smoking is definitely a great idea. Here's a couple strategies for you. First of all, folks who smoke sometimes are low in the neurotransmitter, the brain chemical GABA, G-A-B-A. We talked about that a couple days ago because there's some prescription drugs that act like GABA, G-A-B-A. So taking GABA supplements may help. Take them before bed. You can take a lot of GABA, 1,000 milligrams or so before bed. And GABA also has a side benefit of helping relax you. It also turns out that the brain chemical serotonin, which some people have heard of because of drugs like Prozac and Effexor, taking serotonin, or helping your body make serotonin, I should say, is also a strategy that you can use. You can take tryptophan, and that will help you make serotonin. You can take something called 5-HTP, and that can also help you make serotonin. In fact, 5-HTP is probably a little bit better than straight tryptophan because it works directly on serotonin manufacture. So you may want to consider getting your husband some 5-HTP supplements. Also, the B-complex can be helpful, especially vitamin B6 for making serotonin. In fact, the B-complex, one of the most important things the B-complex does is it helps us make other chemicals. So when you're interested in making something in the body, whether that's hormones or neurotransmitters, the B-complex is something that you want to think about, especially vitamin B6. Maybe even to a certain extent, vitamin B12 and vitamin B3 niacin. So those are some things you could do. Vitamin C also. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a nice idea. Every time, if he did a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine every time he wanted a cigarette, that would help him kind of wean off of cigarettes in a drug-free fashion. If worse comes to worse, there's prescription drugs that are knockoffs of nicotine that keep nicotine levels steady in the blood so you can quit smoking. And keep in mind, the nicotine's bad, but the really bad stuff from cigarettes is not the nicotine, as bad as it is. It's the tars and it's the chemicals, the burning chemicals that you're inserting directly into your lungs. Almost 500,000 people a year die from cigarette-related diseases. Eric, have you seen the new, or have you read about the new packaging that's coming out?
No, I haven't. My husband does chewing tobacco, though. He doesn't smoke anymore.
Well, it's not as bad, but it's a good idea
to quit.
Yes, it's a good idea. There's some new packaging that's coming out on cigarettes. Have you read about this, Doug?
No, I don't know.
I saw some pictures.
Yeah, there's some pretty hideous pictures that are going to be on your cigarettes when you buy cigarettes from now on. I know your husband's not. They're going to have pictures of people with half their face removed because they have tumors taken out. They're going to have pictures of corpses sewn up, and this is going to be right on the cigarette package in an effort to get people to quit smoking. Folks, we shouldn't have to have the government do all kinds of little tricks to get us to do behaviors that are good for us. The government's job is not to make sure that we're all healthy. That's not what the government's for, this nanification, this infantilization of Americans, because the government is our big daddy and our big mommy, has got to stop, and it's got to stop by us taking responsibility for ourselves. Congratulations, Erica, on at least wanting your husband to get off of the chew. It's a great idea, and nutritional supplementation is a great strategy. Thanks so much for calling, and God bless, and good luck, Erica. Let's see what Herb in North Carolina wants to say. Herb, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here, Ben.
How's it going?
What it is, Ben, I'm on I've been on Beyond Tangy Tangerine for 2 months.
Okay.
And it's got me feeling better and feeling much, much better.
Good deal. Let me interrupt just real quick. How'd you hear about it? Did you hear about it through us?
Yes, I did.
Good deal. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And also, I had a question. I know I'm absorbing the nutrients, but what it is, I noticed my BMs is light colored too, you know, it's got to be a good sign. I just want to confirm that with you, you know.
No, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You said your bowel movements you're having regular bowel movements, is that right?
Yes, I am, and I noticed a light colored.
Okay, light colored. Okay, are they, without getting too graphic here, I mean, we're all adults, and it definitely has to do with health. Is everything, our shape is big, healthy turds, big, healthy Lincoln log kinds of deals?
Oh, yes,
okay,
very.
Good. Good deal, good deal. So you're doing all right. Now, did you notice that you had bowel movements for problems before you got on the supplements?
Oh, no, I didn't. I made already knew about the importance of having good bowel movements, but I would just thought maybe you would add something about that.
The color.
The color, that's right.
Okay, yeah, the color is definitely significant. What gives bowel movements their typical color is bile. And so if you're having light-colored stools, there's a good possibility that you're not making enough bile salts. And bile is very, very important for all kinds of functions. It's important for detoxification. It's important for the absorption of fats from foods. So if you have a problem manufacturing bile, you may start to run into some malabsorption or nutritional deficiency issues. Light-colored stools may be indicative of that. So a couple things that you want to consider. First of all, do you have a history of gallbladder problems or liver problems or anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay, good. So if you have light-colored stools, that could be either some kind of obstruction in the bile ducts, which you would know about, so I'm going to assume it's not that. I'm going to think it has something to do with making bile, so here's a couple things that you want to do. You can take bile salts. Bile salts, you'll find those in most digestive enzyme supplements. You'll find those in the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. That's one thing you can do. And then you can take in supplements that help your body make bile. One of the most important is the amino acid taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Another helpful amino acid, a helpful supplement for making bile is glycine, and that's spelled G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. But perhaps one of the most important, if not the most important supplement for helping your body make bile and also for helping your body digest fats is lecithin. And you can get lecithin in eggs, you can get lecithin in soy products, but you can also get lecithin just plain old supplementally at the health food store. You can buy lecithin capsules or you can buy lecithin granules. And you may want to take two or three of these lecithin capsules with every fatty meal in addition to the digestive enzymes with every fatty meal. And then last but not least, you may want to take make sure that you're getting high levels of the B complex of vitamins, especially something called choline, and that's spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Eggs are a great source of choline, so eating enough eggs is another good strategy for getting choline. But you can also supplement with choline or make sure that you're getting a good B vitamin supplement that has choline in it. Got to move on. Thanks so much for calling. Urban, good luck with everything. Sounds like you're on the right track out there in North Carolina. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Our last caller, we were talking about stools and bowel movements. The color of your stools does have a specific relevance and does have a specific importance when it comes to health, and you really don't want to have unusual colored stools. If it's light colored, if it's clay colored, that could be a sign that you're not making bile. It could be a sign that the bile duct is actually getting clogged up. It could also be a sign that you're having some liver problems, because of course bile is actually made in the liver. And given that non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is almost like an epidemic these days, chances are that if you do have light colored or clay colored stools, that you have something going on in your liver, and that's certainly something you want to know about. If your stool is green, or if it's really, really dark black, that could have something to do with problems with processing iron. It could also have something to do with rapid bowel transit, with the substances in the bowels coming out too fast. And, of course, that means that you're not going to be absorbing nutrients as effectively. So changes in color of the stool are something that you definitely want to pay attention to. And certainly if you have red-colored stools and you haven't eaten beets, or you haven't had red popsicles or food coloring or tomato juice, and you have red-colored stools, that can, of course, be a sign that there's blood in the stool. It could be from hemorrhoids. It could be from fissures. It could also be from colon disease, and that's something that you do not want to have happen. You know, there's no good diseases, obviously, but the last system that you want to go awry in your body is your colon, especially your large intestine. And people, more folks are dying from colon disease, cancer, than any other cancer these days, and it's absolutely a horrific, horrible disease state. I mean, if you have anything wrong with your colon, people, And I don't know how many of you folks have seen Crohn's disease or colon disease or colon cancer. It is absolutely hideous beyond words. You ever see that, Doug? Folks who have had a colonostomy and they have a little bag that they've got to have their bowel movements in. It's miserable. It'll just make your life completely miserable, and it's so unfortunate because all you got to do is make sure that you're eating correctly. One of the most important things you can do is make sure you're getting enough fiber. I'm still to this day shocked at how many people don't get enough fiber. In the world of nutrition, we say the bigger the stools, the smaller the hospitals. And one of the best ways to make sure that your stools are nice and big is to make sure that you're getting enough fiber. You need about 60 grams of fiber a day. That's 4 big tablespoons of fiber. Most people are lucky to get a little teaspoon of fiber on a regular basis. One of the best ways to get your fiber, in addition, of course, fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, one of the best ways to get your fiber is to make your own fiber. I was at a drugstore yesterday, and I saw these big bags of flaxseed fiber, ground up flaxseeds, for $14 for a pound of flaxseeds that were ground up. People, flaxseeds are $1.50 a pound for the organic stuff. And it's the easiest way to get your fiber. Every morning, you just put some flax seeds in a coffee grinder, grind it up, and it makes the most delicious tasting fiber. You could sprinkle that stuff in your smoothies. You could put it on salads. You could eat it right out of a spoon. And not only will you get fiber when you grind up flax seeds fresh, but you'll get protein. You'll get vitamin E. You'll get omega fatty acids. It's just a great nutritional supplement. Of course, you'll get some of the best fiber going. So grind your own flax seeds. If you got prostate issues, you can throw in sunflower seeds, which have zinc. You can throw in pumpkin seeds, which have oils that are very helpful for the prostate. And you can make your own fiber. It's delicious, it's easy, it's cheap, and it's a wonderful, wonderful digestive tool. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's see who's next on the phone. Tim in Texas. Texas Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going, my man? How can we help?
Well, actually, I don't know if you can, but basically about 3 months ago, I quit smoking cigarettes, stopped drinking coffee, and my wife's expecting, and for some reason or another, about a week ago, when I go to eat breakfast, I can't eat it. It looks or smells weird, and in fact, sometimes certain food in the morning when I smell it makes me want to kind of burp it up.
That's interesting. So in other words, you quit smoking, and now you have your sense of smell has changed? You're smelling things a little differently?
I don't know if that's it at all, but in the mornings I feel really nauseous.
You could be withdrawing. It could be some kind of withdrawal. Did you smoke first thing in the morning typically when you were smoking?
Yeah, but this is 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't sound like it makes sense, but you never know about withdrawal. Here's a couple ideas for you. First of all, whenever you have issues with smell or with taste, you want to start supplementing with zinc if you're not already. Are you on a zinc supplement at all?
No, I'm not. I was starting calcium supplement.
All right, get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc. Let me tell you about zinc. It's extremely important for taste, and it's extremely important for smell. It's important for over 200 different chemical reactions in the body. The immune system depends on zinc. The digestive system depends on zinc. But here's the thing about zinc. Most people are deficient in this incredibly important and inexpensive mineral. So if you have any taste problems or smell problems and you're not supplementing with zinc, that's the first thing you want to do is get yourself on a zinc supplement. A second thing to consider is that the neurotransmitter serotonin is involved in appetite, and it's involved in the digestive system. And there's a relationship between nicotine and serotonin. So it may be that you're having some kind of problem making serotonin, and that's what we were talking about earlier on the program. You might want to consider taking in some supplements that help your body make this very important neurotransmitter. Key is tryptophan. So you may get yourself on a tryptophan supplement. I like 5-HTP as a tryptophan supplement, which is tremendously inexpensive. And then helping your body make serotonin from the 5-HTP, from the tryptophan. There's some great supplements for doing that. Vitamin C is important. Magnesium may be helpful. And then also vitamin B, the whole B complex, but especially vitamins B6 and B3, which are niacin and pyridoxine. Vitamin B6 and B3, a great way to make sure you're getting all that stuff without having to piecemeal it is to get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's liquid, it's a great source of nutrients, it's a great source of all the serotonin making nutrients, and it's a tasty way to get your nutrients first thing in the morning. So that might help you with your nausea, and you won't have to put any solid food in your stomach because it's liquid, it'll go right to work. So that might be something that you want to consider. The serotonin building supplements, get yourself on a 50 milligram a day zinc picolinate. I like the zinc picolinate form the best. Get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc a day, and then get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and do it first thing in the morning when you ordinarily would have breakfast. Do the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and see if that helps. Stay in touch with us, too, because I'd like to know how that all works out for you. And thanks so much for calling. Tim from Texas. It's a good idea to quit smoking, but if you've been smoking for a long time, you may find yourself going through withdrawal, and there's all kinds of weird things that can happen with withdrawal. I hadn't heard about that, though, with feeling nauseous in the morning. That's kind of interesting. But given that zinc deficiencies are so common, and given that zinc is involved in appetite and smell and taste, it's a good bet that if you're having problems that way, that you're deficient in zinc. Here's a little trick for you if you want to find out if you're deficient in zinc. Go get something called zinc heptahydrate. Zinc heptahydrate. That's spelled H-E-P-T-A heptahydrate, H-Y-D-R-A-T-E, and put some in your mouth, swish it around, it's a liquid, and see if you taste any zinc. Zinc has an awful taste, and if you have enough zinc in your body, it should taste pretty bad. If you don't have enough zinc in your body, you may not even notice the taste of it at all. If you don't want to use zinc heptahydrate, you can actually suck on zinc, a zinc pill that you get. Zinc has a really awful taste, but if you are deficient in zinc, because zinc's involved in the taste response, you may not taste it at all, and that's a good sign that you have a zinc deficiency. If you're not supplementing with zinc, you don't even really need to bother doing these tests, because if you're not supplementing with zinc, chances are you are deficient in this incredibly important mineral. In the skincare business, we use zinc almost as a cure for acne. I don't want to say a total cure, because there's a lot of factors that are involved in the skin lesions that we call acne, but zinc deficiency can almost be a cause of acne. Simply removing zinc from the diet under laboratory conditions can cause acne, and most people, unless they're supplementing, as I said, are going to be deficient in zinc. If you're eating lots of sugar, that can also cause a zinc deficiency, because zinc is involved in sugar metabolism. So for your kids who are eating lots of sugar and they're breaking out, get them on 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. For older folks, if you start to supplement with zinc, and zinc is important for older folks because it's got a role to play in bone health as well as digestive health. For older folks, if you start to supplement with zinc, make sure you're taking anywhere from 2 to 6 milligrams of copper with the zinc. There's an antagonistic relationship between zinc and copper. All right, that's the music. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much to all our callers. Thanks to Doug Winfrey. Thanks to everybody at Genesis and at Longevity. I'm pharmacist Ben saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.